Are you ready for the deadliest news, issues, comments, and people? Well, on now is National Talk Black with Trendy Trev, going live from BBM through the National Indigenous Radio Service. Give us a call now, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
A very good morning, you deadly mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM Bumbabit Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. You can have your say by calling us on that daily number, 1-800-422-416. All right, now here in Australia's Hearing Assessment Program, Early Ears Happy aims to address and reduce the long-term effects of ear disease in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children. They've got a couple of ambassadors on board, a new campaign featuring two parent ambassadors, and one of them is actor, play school presenter, pole dancer, snakes and letters man, Luke Carroll. My brother Luke, very good morning. How are you, cuss?
Good morning to you, brother. You crazy man.
Yeah, thank you, brother, for coming to the program. First of all, brother, let the mob know who you mob. Where you from, Luke?
I'm a proud Aboriginal man from New South Wales, a Wiradjuri nation. My mob's from the southwest New South Wales district, the Riverina district of New South Wales, but I was born and bred on Gadigal country in Sydney.
All right, beautiful,
where
brother.
Where I live now.
Yeah, fantastic, brother, where you are now. And look, it's fantastic, I think, here in Australia with the Early Ears Happy program. Fantastic. I've got you on board as a new campaign featuring two parents, yourself and Emma Donovan. Going to have a yarn with Emma very soon. So, Luke Carroll, and your son. So tell us how it all came about and then having your son involved as well. What's his name and how old is he?
Yep, so my little fella's name's Enzo, and he's 7 years of age, so he just started grade two yesterday, so he got to school, back to school, holidays are finished. But here in Australia, yeah, contacted me and asked me if I'd like to come on board, and, you know, they're doing a massive campaign throughout our communities, targeting younger people to get their regular health checks, regular hearing checks as well, and that's a big campaign they're rolling out, and so I knew I had a young fella, and so they got us both on board to come on board and help promote their new campaign.
Yeah, look, fantastic. And when you look at it, we are across this country in all facets of life, we are looking at closing gaps, aren't we, brother? And hearing problem with our young ones is another gap that we need to close. So it's a great initiative, and you sound like you're pretty happy, excited to be on board, brother.
I am indeed, yeah. I mean, hearing, it's a big thing, you know, helps with our development, especially with our younger people. Like I said, my young fella just went back to school yesterday, so, you know, making sure his hearing's 100% so he can learn in school and know what's going on, it's a big factor. Also, you know, it's been linked to speech impediments if kids don't have 100% hearing correct, so it's vital that, you know, us as parents or us as carers of these younger people in our communities get those regular hearing checks, and they're free.
Yes.
Say that there, so that they are free hearing checks. You just go to your health practitioner and they'll get them done, and it's non-intrusive, that it doesn't hurt the child at all. So any child between a newborn up to the age of six, it's all free for the kids.
Fantastic. So we need to get our parents to step up to the plate, look after the young ones, and get their ears checked. Sometimes we growl them pickaninny because they're not listening. But in actual fact, they think that the kid is ignoring them, but then they've got an ear problem, and that's why we've got to be careful, you know what I mean? And it's best to get the ears checked so we're not, which way, cracking that child because they're not listening. It could be some serious stuff going on there.
Yeah, that's very, very, very true, very true.
And so, brother, with this all, when you look at it, you being a play school presenter as well, I mean, I think that's a draw card for them, picking him, and they looked at it, hey, I know that fella. And then, he telling you get your ears checked. Hey, mum, which way? You get my ears checked?
Yeah. Exactly. Like I said, hopefully my profile can, you know, can help promote this a bit more, and, you know, make sure that, you know, parents do stick to, you know, the regular checkups for the kids, and, you know, like you said, but, you know, sometimes kids can't communicate that they can't hear properly or they don't know that they have a hearing problem.
Yeah.
So it's better to know that, you know, we're on top of that as adults or as their carers to make sure that, you know, we've got their back and we're looking after them.
Mm. And when you look at the hearing assessment program and the acronym HAP, and they've got the double E at the end for early ears, happy, it's a nice little slogan there, isn't it?
Ah, beautiful, yeah. It works out well.
Play with words? A play with words?
A play with words is very good. So it's hearing assessment program, early ears, and for sure it's happy.
Happy. Now, the other hat you do wear as an actor, my brother, have you been quiet because of COVID-19?
Last year it was pretty quiet. We had a bit of a lull between the months of April and July. It's completely shut down and pretty tough, as you know, it was for many industries around the country. But
yes.
The arts industry was, pretty much shut down, so very tough. But I was lucky. I went back into work with Play School in July, so we started shooting again in July. So I was very lucky and fortunate to have that to fall back on.
Mm.
And I just finished a show at the Sydney Festival down here in Sydney, which finished on Sunday. It's a life story about Yvonne Goolagong Cawley. So, very interesting. Yeah, she lived in an amazing life. Not only was she a great tennis player, but just her journey to become, we know those seven major titles around the world, and obviously Wimbledon twice, and the second time as a mother. Yeah, so
deadly story. And so, what part did you play? Bodyguard or something?
Nah,
taxi driver.
I played several parts. So we had an ensemble of five of us.
Yes.
One actor, she just played Yvonne herself, and the rest of us played multiple roles.
Yeah.
I played her older brother Larry, and I played her governor and brought her to Sydney. So
deadly.
Yeah.
So when does that come out, brother?
So we just finished it. I was in January. So we started on the 4th of January. We finished on the 17th. So hopefully it tours. I'm sure it will, because she's an Australian sporting icon.
She is.
We just got to get rid of this COVID, this other
virus
around the world. And then when we get rid of that, we'll get on top of that. The borders open up and we can travel with it.
Too deadly, brother. Look, love the work that you're doing. Fantastic. And helping our mob, using your profile to do that, my brother. And look, all the best. We'll be in touch. And pardon the punt, but stay happy, my brother. And we'll yarn soon, cuss?
Don't worry. Take it easy, eh?
All the best. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
A deadly yarn there with Luke Carroll, actor, and also the presenter there with Play School presenter. And he's one of the ambassadors for HAPI, that's the Hearing Assessment Program, Early Ears by Hearing Australia. So fantastic to have him on board. And also we have a well-known singer, Emma Donovan, who's a campaign ambassador as well with her child. So we'll be having yarn with her very soon. But stay tuned to your daily program here, National Talk Black. Have you say yarn up strong, add to the conversation, 1-800-422-416. Yarning with the Baldy on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry. I'm your host for your daily program, National Talk Black, and we're live at the First Nation radio station here in Cairns. And we go across the nation thanks to NIRS, National News Radio Service, and the Murray Radio Station, BBM, Bummer Brip Media, 98.7 FM. Too deadly.
Inside of the wings, My name's Jared Harbrow from the Gold Coast Suns. You're tuned in to National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
1-800-422-416.
A very good morning, you Daily Mob. Welcome back to your daily program, National Talk Black. It is I, Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. You know it, BBM Bummer Brit Media, 98.7 FM. And we go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, the Daily Black Network. Have your say and yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Okay, had a yarn earlier with Luke Carroll, a deadly actor, who's ambassador for the HAPPY program with the Hearing Australia's Hearing Assessment Program. Well, the other ambassador at the table is Emma Donovan. I got the sister on the line. Emma, very good morning, sis. How are you?
Hey, hello, all you mob up there. So nice to, hello. Thank you for having me.
Nah, too deadly, my sister. Thank you for coming to the program. First of all, sister, let the mob know who you mob, where you're from.
Yeah, my name's Emma Donovan, and I'm also known as Emma Counselor to all the mob over in the West. My dad's family's like Nyamaji families from up around Geraldton, Munimaya there, and then my grandmother from my dad's side, she's like Southern Bibbulmun Wardani woman, like Southern Noongar woman, and then the Donovan name, you know, we all from the East Coast, you know, not far from that, you know, Queensland border there.
Close. Yeah, that's right, connection.
I still don't know whether I want to go for Queensland or New South Wales.
Oh, don't start that yarn.
But, and, you know, I always yarning with all my Murray sisters that I got a bit of an identity crisis because, you know, hanging around these Murrays for too long.
Rubs off, hey, sister?
It rubs right off. And just as crack, you know, all us Gurries from, mid-North Coast, New South Wales, Goombanga and Dungari mob.
Yeah, too deadly, my sister. Thank you very much. Look, you're one of the ambassadors for the hearing program, hearing assessment program, Early Ears, which is under the acronym of HAPPY, which is a deadly spin-off word. It's so fitting, you being a singer and how important hearing is as an entertainer regarding hearing the music, what have you. But your little one as well, who's at the table regarding being an ambassador. So tell us how you got involved and why it's a good fit with you and your lovely daughter, their sister.
I was happy to be on board this campaign and be involved with my little one because we've had, you know, plenty of appointments back and forth, you know, for Hearing Australia. Like after she got tested when she was born in the hospital, you know, things, you know, she had a funny kind of deafness. She had a permanent loss in her right ear. And that was just crazy, you know, like it's every mother's worst kind of words. You want to hear anything wrong with Bubba, you know, when you're ready to bring them home from that hospital. So yeah, we followed up with Hearing Australia, and I learnt more about her permanent loss. She was born with a nerve that didn't grow from her eardrum up to her brain.
Yep.
So she's got enough hearing to, you know, carry it all over, and for enough, you know, for me to yell out to her and get attention and know what I'm saying to her, and that's important for me, you know?
Yes. So the campaign's all about educating our mob and letting our mob know and directing our mob to grab their young ones and get their ear tested as soon as possible, and so we can give them a bright future, yes?
Yeah, and it's, you know, it makes me sorry again for some of our, you know, our kids, is that, you know, one in three Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander children have these hearing problems, you know, and we might think that they might not have them. Mm. We might think that they're muggle, you know.
Stronger, don't want to listen.
Don't want to listen, but, you know, we have to get them checked because,
exactly,
you know, they might not be hearing us, you know.
Yeah, so that's right, you know. And
quite important.
Well, I mean, that's a good a symptom, so to speak. You know, if you're speaking to your child about 3-4 times, thinking, hey, which way is this kid? I better check this kid out, check the hearing out, you know. Because sometimes we want to backhand that kid or growl that kid, you know, and you know, pull him by the shirt. But there could be something serious going on there, sister.
That's it. And the other thing is, too, why we need to get them early because, you know, we got to sort it all out before, you know, they start going to school.
Exactly.
And they're in other learning environments or areas where, you know, they might be in a big classroom and somebody projecting from the front there, you know. Or, and, yeah, so...
So how did it come about? Did here in Australia approach you, sister, being an entertainer, a popular sister out there, out and about? Or did you go and do the checkup with your daughter and you were approached? Or how did the campaign approach come about, you as an ambassador?
Look, I've been doing, my daughter's three now, so we've been back and, you know, we've kind of been on that little journey, like on a personal thing with here in Australia ourselves. But it was only just recently that here in Australia asked us mob to be involved. I'm not sure why. I'm guessing that probably I do write music, you know, and I've got important messages and songs I want to teach my kids, so maybe, you know. And the other thing that I love sharing, you know, in this role is the sounds that our kids love. You know, how important they are. Like, you know, my little one, she loves Poppy's guitar. She loves bird noises. She loves clapping, she was telling me the other day. Mum, I love clapping. I was like, yeah, my baby, you know.
Beautiful, yes, yes. Well, fantastic. It's a beautiful fit, I think it is, my sister. And how's your career going regarding your singing career there, sister?
Yeah, no, we've been real good. We released, so the collaboration that I've been involved with is a Melbourne collaboration with a band called The Putbacks. We put an album out about 6 years ago.
Okay.
Before these babies come along.
And yeah, interrupt that journey.
And now we're ready to tour again with them. Good. With them little ones plus the band. And because with everything with COVID, we're finally getting back to live music. So
exactly.
I'm happy.
Well, good. You are happy and beautiful talking with you, my sister. Thank you very much for sharing.
Yeah.
All the best to your mob day and your pickaninny. Yep. And thank you for sharing, darling. And keep doing what you're doing, sis.
Yeah, and likewise to you, with the radio and with the community and all the families up that way. We love you. Hopefully we come up that way soon.
Yes, please. Come and jam with us, sister.
Yeah.
You take care now. Bye-bye. A beautiful yarn there. That's Emma Donovan, singer ambassador for the HAPPY program. That's Hearing Australia's Hearing Assessment Program, Early Years. And the acronym, HAPPY, so fantastic. And she's a very happy sister and fantastic to be on board as ambassador with her lovely daughter as well. So the message is, you mob there, get your pickaninnies checked, get the hearing tested, and make sure we give them a bright start for their future. Too deadly, very important. Have your say, Yarn Up Strong, 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black. Baka! Black sister, where you going? How you doing? Where you been? I ain't seen you on the scene for a couple of weeks. By your means, stay on your own, you gotta do your thing. But please don't sell your soul for a couple of G's. Embrace your black skin and your race within. You're blessed by your blackness and your dark skin king. Raise strong black kids, forever's drugs in the bin. And you'll be bound to make your old people look at you and grin. Ha! Stand strong like the matriarchy. And titter, I am higher than the stars can reach. You ain't gotta act different when it comes to me. I believe in your sister, take a walk with me. You're too deadly, sister, go and hang your head in a noose. I know you're sick and tired of dealing with your drugs and abuse. You're too strong, my sister, you know the deep of her roots. Black woman in a white man's world. It's tough, being sexualized is all we've left. That's enough, you worth more than getting treated like dirt. Show love and give your sisters what they truly deserve. Respect, we're sick and tired of getting treated as less. Saying that sex sells, but I got no products for pets. The way you treat your woman has you looking real oppressed. She got her law, you got yours, it's time to have it addressed. If she stands with you, then stand with her. Cause handing down this feeling is a bigger picture. Got nothing to do with your sexual preference. This is about our solidarity, that's it in question. Yeah, Daily Track there for my titties. Barker here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have you say your mob, 1-800-422-416. Yana with the ball, you on Trevor Tim, Trendy Trev, Murray from the Curry, live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns, BBM Bumper Brit Media, 98.7 FM, and we go across the country. Thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service. Speaking across the other side of the country, WA, we got Samantha on the line, beautiful lady. Samantha, good morning.
Good morning, Trevor. It's a pleasure to hear your voice.
And a pleasure to hear yours. How are you travelling, my sister? You good?
I'm travelling very well because you're my medicine. I told the doctor I've got extra medicine and it doesn't come from the chemist.
That's a compliment. Thank you, my dear. And you put a smile on my dial too. So thank you. A loyal listener to National Talk Black and to First Nation Radio Station. And you said you're based there in WA, aren't you?
Yes. Oh, I tell you what, Trevor, really listening to your program, it is actually wonderful. It really is to me because, as you know, I'm housebound.
Yes.
And it brings pleasure to me every day.
Lovely. And look, it's a beautiful vehicle, a tool we use, and not everybody's on Facebook. Look, we do communicate with people, and it's a great engagement, you could say, yes.
Well, you see, I'm not on Facebook. Well, 82, I'm not up with those old fangle-dangle things.
But Brenda used to say, too old to marry, but too young to bury.
Yeah, that's right. But I can flirt still, Trevor.
You go, girl, you go. Fantastic. Now, you're living at home by yourself, are you?
Pardon?
You're living at home by yourself?
Oh, no, my son gave up the farm to come to be my carer. He's been with me now, looking after me for 7 years.
And what's your son's name?
John.
A big shout-out, John, doing his bit there, looking after mummy.
Yeah, he is. He's my firstborn, Trevor, you see, so he reckons that's the way it should be.
Well, exactly, doing his bit. And then John, is he got family?
Yes, he's got two daughters.
All right, okay. Are they in WA or where are they, your beautiful granddaughters?
They're in WA, yes.
All right. Do you catch up with them a lot?
Yes, but I'm restricted because of, you know, this health problem.
Yes, of course, exactly.
I keep in touch with them, even if it's through the back door, you see, because the little ones can't come near me.
Yes.
But it's good to see them, Trevor, it really is.
Good.
Good to have family, isn't it?
Yeah, look, blood's thicker than water, and it's a nice gathering when we've got family around, you know what I mean? It just keeps us focused and living life to the fullest, doesn't it?
Family is important, more than money in the bank, really, to me.
Exactly. And then what about John? So he's aware that you tune into First Nation radio stations all the time?
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. He's got it even in the car. And he's told all his friends because he's got some beautiful friends. And I tell you one, they are beautiful.
Yes.
Really beautiful people. I don't know what tribe they belong to, but they're lovely Indigenous people.
Okay,
and
beautiful.
I tell you what, they are beautiful.
Look, it shows that we can get along, you know, and love and respect each other.
Do you know, Trevor, we've got a lot to learn. I wish I knew your language because your language, when I listen to the gentleman that does the program, a lot of the words that he says are Spanish. See, my father was Maltese.
Oh.
And it's all integrated, the language, and it's just incredible.
You hear similarities, do you?
Yes, very, very much so, yes.
Good. Well, like we were walkabout people, and when all the worlds were joined as one big island, we travelled the Mother Earth.
Of course you did.
Yeah,
you've been here long time, and you will be here a long time, believe
exactly,
me.
Exactly. And with your beautiful children and grandchildren, we can all travel in the one boat, in the one direction.
Yes, absolutely. Absolutely. All the best to you, Trevor.
All the best, darling. Thanks for the yarn.
I hope you don't mind me calling you because I love to hear your voice.
All the time, my sister, all the time. And big shout out to John. And you take care, Samantha Dahl.
I will. You too, my sweetie.
Bye-bye, dear.
I'll call you sweetie. I'm allowed to do that.
You do that, girl. I'll take it. Thanks, darling. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Beautiful yarn there. Samantha from WA, loyal listener to First Nation radio stations and this program, National Talk Black, and calling up and having a say and a quick hello. You can do the same by calling us on that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. Otherwise, if you are on the shy side, if you're not like Samantha, you're shy, give us a text, 045-714-0550. And our Facebook page as well, BBM987FM, for your keyboard warriors. 21st century, we are in the 21st century. Have you saying yarn up strong here on National Talk Black, Too Deadly.
G'day, you mob. This is Tanya Kernaghan with Trendy Trev, and you're tuned in to National Talk Black.
Call us now, 1-800-422-416.
What's the colour of a flag? Red, black and yellow. What's the colour of a flag? Red, black and yellow.
Troy Cassidale here. You're with Trevor on National Talk Black. Don't move that dial.
Come on, drive it. Drive it like you stole it, son. Drive it.
I got a million walking. survive.
If only we lived peacefully.
Sebastian here, hanging up on National Talk Black, your big yarning show, BBM 98.7.
I remember the day.
Yeah.
put it on your mouth. It's me, Bushtaka Bungie, and you're listening to the National Talk Black program. Makaran.
National Talk Black, 1-800-422-416.
Yeah.
Yeah, there it is. Trudy Yothi India here on your daily program, National Talk Black. Have your say, your mob. Yarn up strong, 1-800-422-416. Yarn up with the bully on Trevor, Tim, Trendy, Trev, Murray from the Curry, and live from First Nation Radio Station here in Cairns. That's BBM, Bumbabrip Media, 98.7 FM. We go across the nation thanks to NERS, National News Radio Service, for your daily program, National Talk Black. Other news we have here, news.com.au. Waleed Alid has come under fire. Waleed Alid slammed after Heredia Lumumba interviewed resurfaces. There have been calls for Waleed Alid to follow Peter Hallier's lead and apologise for an interview with former AFL player Henrietta Lumumba back in 2017 after a bombshell report during the week found Collingwood guilty of fostering systemic racism. The report was instigated after Lamar made damning claims about enduring a culture of racist jokes and being nicknamed Chimp while playing for the Pies between 2005 and 2017. And the conversation that was had back in 2017, Ali stated, "One thing I've noticed with the Chimp stuff specifically, there aren't many players who say that they heard that. There aren't many people at the club who say that they heard that. So that's why I'm trying to get a sense of how widespread it was." Lumumba replied, "I would say that I would be very surprised if a majority of players weren't aware of the racist jokes or the nickname." And Ali then states, "But they're saying they're not. That's the thing." Heredia says, "Hang on, what's they're doing in consistent with the way they've been in the past, Ali? But even someone like Leon Davis, who says I've experienced racism, Heredia experienced racism. That's terrible. This was not your nickname around the club for 10 years. He would have heard that, surely, wouldn't he? Especially if he's sympathetic to the concerns that you're raising." Lumumba said, "Leon Davis said he has experienced the same thing, a similar thing when he arrived at the club as a young player." Ali says he's not verifying the nickname at this point. And Waleed, "Let's have a look at racism. You're getting caught up on the nickname, which is very easy to do. I'm not trying to get caught up on the nickname. What I'm trying to say is, let's look at racism." Lumumba did state again, "Let's look at racism. Let's have a look at what I'm saying. This is what I'm saying. And that there was a culture that normalised racist jokes." So that was the conversation back in 2017 with Waleed Alad, with Heredia Lumumba, and talking about that situation. So there it is. And they're calling for Ali to apologise. So there it is, as his co-host did apologise. And that was with Peter Hallier. So there it is. So race is ugly ahead again. Racism, we need to stamp it out and just cross the board and workplaces, on the sporting field, in society itself. And it's about love and respect. That's what it's all about. Have you say, mob, yarn and strong. We've got about 6 minutes left on the program. 1-800-422-416. National Talk Black with Trendy Trev.
I'm not chef, I dress to impress. Kicking back, I bring the best. Rocking with the mic on my chest. This beat about my culture and my family. Rock with me, eagle my turtle, I'm flying high. Knowing I'm a Roger Murray, full with pride. I graduated school, but I want my people to do the same. Put your hands up, be proud, don't be ashamed. I know you're getting pressured by your beef. Make your own choice, stand on your own two feet. And believe what's right from wrong. I know you got a long, and your head be strong. You still got a long way to go. So we here, dropping our beat and my flow. Because we the Wonder Boys, we come to make noise. Yeah. Watcha boys, we come to make noise.
Look out for Richie, yeah. Bridge, I'm EG from Wuri, Central Queensland, Murray. Raise your hand for the man, represent my land the best way that I can. Drop on the flow, letting everybody know what am. The name is Richie, I'm just spitting the scripture. And that's why I see the midgets out of Flavikin Ninja. We flip the mic to the side, make the crack get loud. Get back from 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Ready, here we come, turn around and run. Rock the spot, sand and hard, 24 run. I clock your ass, I riggity, 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 break it down. I represent my town, the best way that I can. Drop on the flow, letting everybody know I am. Yeah, yeah.
We the Wonder Boys, we come to make noise. Song to all the world, bring them up there, you know. And thank Malcolm here for taking the beat for us and making it. Yeah, that chef and Richie Rich is out. Peace.
Yeah, to Delhi, Wadja Wadja boys. Warrabinda, big shout out to you, Mob. This is your daily program, National Talk Black, with Trendy Trev Murray from the Curry. About to sign off you, Mob. I thank you very much for your company. Back in the hot seat again tomorrow with that deadly number, 1-800-422-416. And this is your daily live yarn and up circle. It is a big yarny circle, it is. So do utilize it, you Mob. Thank you very much for your time. Stay black, stay deadly, stay strong. More importantly, stay safe. We are still in a pandemic. Abide by the rules. Best medicine we got, you Mob. To deadly.
Come to the end of the line.